drop that knowledge on me.
I could not make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, Hercules.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And Hazel.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
The Inside. Real deal, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs were the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A-Izzle.
You Can't Make This Up podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
Episode
385.
Numbers on the board.
You know, I've been saying that since one. Like one to 385. I've been saying that. That's crazy. We've been doing this for a long time.
Definitely.
Shout out to everybody tuned in on Facebook. Shout out to the folks tuned in. We keep missing the Instagram folks, but they be in there.
Yeah. Shout out to the IG, man. Yeah. Shoot. Fellas, how was the week?
Dizzle?
Real chill. No real action. I think I already told y'all 0 for 12 on the interviews. Or was I 0 for 10 at the time? I think I
might have been. 10.
I'm 0 for 12 now. Numbers on the board. Numbers on the board.
Miss if you don't shoot though. You gotta keep shooting.
And you know what? I keep reminding myself because I'd be looking around and I'd be like, damn, you've been here for 20 years. And me and you is kind of in the same boat. And I'm like, damn, is this how it happens? Like niggas just don't get that extra promotion. But that's been it. I ain't really have much going on this week. Gearing up for cookout season because it's getting warm. You know what I'm saying? The grill is right there. It's almost that time.
So what temperature does it have to be to spark up the grill, in your opinion?
Above 60. Anything less than that, you gotta like damn near throw on a hoodie. You can't really enjoy the sunshine and just be outside with a nice cold beer. You gotta be above 60.
For me, okay. It's going to be 55 today, 59 tomorrow, going to hit 70 on Monday.
I'm off on Monday. That's what I'm saying. I gotta get my bearings under me. Like, this is the first cookout of the year. I got to just make sure I'm in shape, you know?
That's what's up. But you made a very important post on social media, man. You can't leave that out.
Oh. You know what? I got footage too. I wish I could share it. But yeah, the baby cam caught Kazi's first words. Like,
wow.
The shit was crazy, man. Because we could hear it. He's like getting his syllables together. And I'm like, he's getting close to saying something. Bye bye, mama, dada. Like, he's getting one of those is coming. So I picked him up. You know, say da 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 da, and the nigga just said it right back. I'm like, did the camera? I'm looking around and make sure the camera caught it. I'm like, yo, that was a clear da da. And then he said it again, and he kept saying it. And I'm like, this is legit. I mean, he hasn't said it since, but we got it on camera of him saying it the first time. So I'm a happy man.
Get ready.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Congrats, man. That's awesome.
It goes from da-da to, and let me hold 50 pops. Let me hold 20 pops. Here it comes. That's where mine at. Let me hold some money, pops.
Yeah. It's been real chill, though. That's about it.
Yeah, that's dope, though.
Yeah, killer was popping.
Man, I had a good week, man. A really good week. Let's see where I want to start. So, booked another wedding. So I got a wedding in the fall. That was out the blue. And then also, my business partners that I do edible with, they bought some land in Trotwood out kind of in the country. Our old pool area for people that are true Trotwood heads, the old Sycamore pool area. But they're having a eclipse party for the eclipse on Monday. And they met with the city of Trotwood and with the mayor. And she asked who was DJing. and they was like, we got a DJ. So then I get a call like Wednesday. Hey, what's Mika's phone number? I need her to make this flyer for me. Hey, you want a DJ on Monday instead of working edible? We need some help at the campsite. I'm like, I guess I'm DJ. So they're having a food truck kind of like versus between two people. They're kind of like just to have something going on with two different food trucks, me DJing, and then we'll be doing the eclipse. So I'll be out there from like 12 to 4 on Monday doing that. So I booked that. Wedding today.
What type of eclipse is it? I keep hearing about it, and people are saying Dayton's the spot for it.
Correct. This is what's called a total eclipse. So these don't happen very often. The last one I think was a minute ago, a couple 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. But it's called the line of totality. So there's a spot or a line from like Texas to like Maine. And Dayton is in that line. So the hype and people that like to experience these things, if you want to see it in its totality, you need to be in that line. So people that are living outside of that line are driving. So they're expecting a high volume of traffic, high volume of visitors. Hotel rooms is $200, $300, $400. They're making it a thing. So schools is closed.
It's supposed to be dark, or it's going to be like super bright and we can't see the sun is getting blocked by the moon.
Between 2:30, I think it's like 3:09, 3:10, but between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon, when that happens, the moon blocks the sun and it gets dark for like a 3 to 5 minute span. Then it comes back to daylight, but it's going to get dark in the middle of the day.
Cool.
It's going to be something to experience. So I'm DJing that. Got a wedding to do today down in Cincinnati. It's super dope when guests at other weddings book you. I didn't know this couple personally, but I asked them, I said, how'd y'all find my information? And they was like, oh, we was a guest at Greg's wedding. You had that thing turned. So it was dope to, you know, get those double dips from somebody that experienced your services somewhere else and then book you for them. So
this your excited. First wedding of the year?
First wedding of the year. So yep, kicking it off with this one. Got a sweet 16 later in the month. Couple other little small gig graduation stuff. So yeah, man, I'm just booking gigs, running edible, and taking care of these kids. Oh, got my hair braided, you know what I'm saying? I got my hair braided in a minute. Hair braided killer. So yeah, I'm out here. Oh, I left off one important thing. One important thing. Your boy finally spent some money on himself. I'm always taking care of the kids. I'm always taking care of everything else. The commercial got me, man. It's called Blue Tees Player. What it is a golf GPS, but it's a speaker. And it's a magnet that will stick to the golf cart. And it'll tell you my distances from how far I am from the hole, how long my drives are. But also I can have some tunes playing, so... I bought me this and bought me a new driver for the golf season. So I'm excited to get out there. But yeah, man, bought myself something.
Locked in. Have you been out golfing at all yet?
I have. We had a decent day in March, I want to say. Went out to the country club that my cousin's a member at on Salem, played with them. I played twice this year already, so we had a decent day in February and a decent day in March, and I got out there on both of them. So golf season for me, golf league starts May 1st, so I'm down to, you know, practice weeks now. I gotta get ready. So
Dizzle, how you gonna make your golfing work now that little man is speaking? He mobile.
He gonna be in the like basket.
He's been golfing a couple times already. I mean, bring him out there or not, you know what I'm saying? He got grandparents.
Yeah.
I can dig it. As for me, man, I got to go out to Central State this week. They had communications week out there. You know, Dr. Chen Wai, she heads up the communications department out there at Central State. She actually retired like right before COVID. And then obviously COVID happened, so we haven't been able to go out there to speak to the students since 2019. Damn, it's been that long. So, you know, got a chance to go out there, speak to the students on Wednesday, and then last night went down to good old OSG, Old School Groove Night. For people not aware with that, that's one of our sister stations, 92.1 WRU's signature event that happens on Friday nights. But it wasn't just any regular OSG. It was Faith's birthday.
Hey. And
Faith was big turn. All the Aries was in the building. It was a sight to see, man. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to all the Aries out there celebrating their born days this season. And we was down there kicking them just a little bit, just a taste. And then I
gotta share something funny about that.
Worked
real
out
quick
this morning. Go for it.
So my stepdad, he's a big radio listener as well. And the promo for this party was just outstanding. Outstanding, right? So he heard this promo so much. He said, "You going to the party?" I said, "What party?" He said, "The Aries party." I said, "The whole city invited." I'm like, "I got a DJ at wedding rehearsal, so I ain't gonna be able to make it." He was like, "I was like, you going?" He was like, "Oh nah." Like, it was like I could tell the 70 in him wanted to be 40 again and step out for a night, but he was like, "Nah, let me chill." But it was just funny for my stepdad to ask me if I'm going to the Old School Groove Night party, and he's never been out anywhere. So
what a promo worked.
Hell yeah.
Got people with the curious. That's what you're supposed to do, man. Hell, but shoot, man. Let's go ahead. I mean, we touched on it a little bit about the whole total eclipse going on, man. I'm actually gonna be on the air at that time, you know, doing a sports show. So I'm curious to see, like, what it actually looks like. I know you can YouTube this type of stuff and see what's going on. But, I mean, you got to have the glasses. And, I mean, shoot, we talked about the hotel prices. I mean, when I pass the Air Force Museum, I see them got the porta potties all lined up, areas blocked off. Like, they say it's about to be crazy deep out here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a thing. They've been... I can remember in February, you know, we 40 something days out. We 30. I mean, they literally been counting this down. I know people don't, I don't think people realize how much of a shit show Monday at work going to be between 2:30 and 4. Like, all the working going to be getting done in the morning. Once that afternoon hit, everybody breaking away, everybody getting gone. Mm-hmm. This is going to be one of them Mondays. So I know we got a shortened day. I got some alerts this morning. One of my favorite breakfast spots out my way, they're closing from 2:30 to 3:30, just that gap so the staff can go and, you know, experience it. So it's definitely gonna be a thing. I think we're gonna see a high volume of traffic, you know, just a high volume of people in the area getting around. And my kids don't have school, my mom don't work, they pulling up to the event, so it's gonna be a thing. It's gonna be a thing.
Indeed. Dizzle just found out about it today, but that's cool.
Well, now my wife was talking about it yesterday, and I really didn't know much about it. It'll be cool though. I guess it's gonna be dark for a little bit. Hopefully, nothing strange happens.
Right. So they did say though something about the dogs, and you might want to keep them inside or in a way that kind of messes up their algorithm with why the hell is it dark at the middle of the day? You know, so you might hear some dogs going crazy and all that kind of stuff. Oh, I did hear that.
Oh, shit. Well, shit, man. Let's jump into it, man. What's popping in the world of sports, Dizzle?
Are y'all checking out March Madness? I mean, we down to the, Final Four. LSU goes down against Iowa. Game of the century rematch. Y'all check out the game?
100%. 12 million viewers. Crazy. Breaking all types of records, man. Not to get like too deep into like the game of basketball and like how it's played. Kim Mulkey, the coach of LSU, look, man, she knows more about basketball than I ever know. But I'll never understand why she had Haley Van Lathe guarding Caitlin Clark 1-on-1. Like, just, hey, man, good luck out there. Like, Think about it from this perspective. The last time they played versus each other was last year when Haley was at LSU. Haley is a shooter. Louisville. She's a scorer. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, at Louisville. So, she's a scorer. At LSU, she was forced to play point guard. She's really not a point guard. She was trying to learn to play the position. So, that's kind of why her numbers were down. That being said, that matchup versus Caitlin Clark in Iowa, last time she scored like 25 points. But Caitlin Clark also scored 41 on her. The fact that she didn't have Flo'Ja Johnson guarding her, they didn't never run like a double at her. They never ran like when she would run a high pick and roll, they never blitzed her to make her give the ball. It was just like, hey, go ahead, go out there And then you throw on the top of that that Haley was sick too, and you just leaving her by herself. Like, you did her no favors.
Right.
No favors.
Yeah, I don't you hit it right on the head. I don't understand how on them high pick and rolls, they was running under the screen and letting her just cash away. I mean, I'm like, you got to go on top of that and get in between that. Because they was purposely going under the screen multiple plays. Me and my boys were talking about that shit. Like, why are they going under the screen back to back? And the other teammates was hitting a couple shots too. So they had everybody butt naked in the three-point line.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. Like, we want to talk about equality and, like, hey, people watching women's sports as much as they watch men's sports and things of that nature. We can never get to that place until we can scrutinize the women just like we would scrutinize the guys. Mm-hmm. Like, so for Kim Mulkey, could you imagine if that was Spo from the Heat? Could you imagine if that was Tom Izzo? Perfect example. Doc Rivers, they would be killing Doc for doing something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And they would also be killing Angel Reese for being absolutely horrible from the free throw line. Like, if LeBron Giannis. When Giannis is bad from the free throw line, they rake him under the coals. Mm-hmm. He was like 3 of 9 from the free throw line. Like, we're not expecting you to hit all 9 of them. Like, okay, but you got to hit 7 of 9 for a trip to the Final Four. Like, so that's where I'm at with it, man. Like, you want equality, so I'm going to give you equality. Kim Mulkey, what the hell was you doing? Angel, you was dominant in the first half. Your motor slowed down in the second half. You was bricklaying out there. I'm going to give you all that same energy. Yeah, I don't care.
You don't give it a juice
I don't
for that.
Care. I would not give LeBron any – oh, well, he got hurt. That's why he didn't play better. We don't care. You on the court? You're playing. If you that hurt, then you shouldn't play. So I'm giving you equal. And it's not hating. It's, hey, this is a game of basketball. This is a game of competition. I'm giving the same treatment that I would be giving a men's game.
I will shout out the record-breaking 12 million viewerships. So we all was checked in to see the bad basketball. Now, that was super dope for women's basketball in general. You know, there's been some big games, you know, even back in the day. So for that to be, you know, tops, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah. Y'all check out USC, UConn right after that.
Yeah.
I watched part of it.
Yeah. I wanted to see Juju get busy. I felt like they had her double triple team when she got the ball. They was looking her off on the offensive play. She was getting her feelings a couple times. I see they'll look her off and she just be in the corner like, well, y'all do it. but I wanted to see that dub, but UConn put it on them. So
yeah, as we all, I'm certain, predicted, South Carolina ran the table against, was it NC State?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They put the smack down in the second half on NC State. NC State's best chance was to hit all them threes that they was hitting all tournament long. That did not happen. And South Carolina is just too big, man. They just too big. They got too many big women out there on that court. And they play 8 players. Like, everybody out here got like a 6-7 person rotation. They out here playing 8-9 people. I mean, I looked at the box score. They had 8 people play 20 minutes. They just gonna keep throwing it in the post. Like, hey, we don't care if we miss, we going right back up with that bit.
Yeah, I watched most of that game, and NC State was down 1 at halftime. The big 6'7" girl, she went out with a little knee tweak, so they had some momentum. I'm thinking, oh, this gonna be a little game. Let me bet that +7 NC State real quick. Second half come out. I think they scored 6 points in the third quarter. NC State
South Carolina.
South Carolina went on like a 26-6 run, and it was over.
Y'all checking out? So we got the national championship set. South Carolina against Iowa. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Y'all know who I'm rooting for. Who y'all got?
Hold on, before we get there, was that an offensive foul last night?
You don't call that call. All right, so yeah, break it down. What game was that? That was the UConn-Iowa game.
Yep.
It's what, 4 seconds left, 5 seconds left. UConn is down 2. They try to run a play. Referee calls a moving screen with like 3 seconds left. You don't call that, man. Unless she chuck her like Draymond or Metal World Peace, or you don't call that with 3 seconds left. Because you don't know if that's a flop. Shawty wasn't really moving. Like at that point, you've inserted yourself. You've helped decide the game with that call. You don't do that.
Gotta keep the ratings right. It was too close for comfort. We need Kaitlyn and the chip. Offensive foul, baby.
Man, so I'm at OSG last night and I'm watching it on my phone. And she lays the screen on her, and that's the only thing I can think of is that's 6'5" versus 5'5". Like, mm-hmm. So if a 5'5 person run into somebody 6'5 that's setting the screen, it's going to look like an offensive foul. That's what it looks like one. But she turned, she moved a little bit, obviously.
She moved a little bit.
But, I mean, I don't think that it was anything that was egregious, anything like that. I mean, I just wanted to see a shot get put in the air for a chance, you know what I'm saying, to win or lose. And when that happens, you basically take the game out of the player's hands. But to UConn and Gino Auriemma's credit, that is how you guard Kaitlyn Clark.
Yeah.
That is, you blitz her. Like, okay, cool. You're great. You can shoot from the logo, but we're going to keep sending two people at you. We're going to make you give up the ball. Like, that's how you play her. Like, all right, man, this is for the chip, man. This isn't a regular season game. And like, oh, man, we play him again in 2 weeks. We're just going to test out this new defense. No, this is for a chance to go to the chip. And UConn played great defense. Major League shout out. I can't remember her name, but 45 from Iowa, Afro Puffs, because they was forcing her to score the ball because she had to give up the ball. Kaitlyn Clark had to give up the ball. She was the dive person. She was catching and she was finishing. So shouts out to her, you know what I'm saying, for cashing in on her opportunity.
Hell yeah.
Y'all checking out the men's side of the bracket, or we
I guess that? It's something to watch.
Yeah. I was about to say, who's I don't even know. I know NC State play big lefty against what, Purdue?
Yeah. He hit them with a no diddy at the press conference.
So is Bama, UConn, Purdue, NC State?
Yep.
Okay.
Should be some good games going on. I don't know how big lefty going to deal with even bigger. What's the dude's name?
Zach Edey, yeah.
I ain't never seen him play, but I keep seeing him put pictures of Yao Ming up next to him. So I'm guessing he one of them type of big man, just a huge, 7'5", 7'4".
Yeah, he's a big dude, man. Shouts out to him, man, because when they punched their ticket to the Final Four last week, he got on TV and cussed. So that's always funny to me when athletes go full cussing on TV. I remember Shaq did it, said, I don't give a shit. And Zach Edey did the same thing. And then later on that night, there's a viral video of Zach Edey going into a room with a young lady and closing that door. So, shouts out to Zach Edey out here living his best life.
Hey, did y'all see this, though? This shit took me down.
Nigga, Eddie Winslow.
Boy, Eddie Winslow and dude look just alike.
Motherfucking twins. Who y'all got? UConn, Bama. Who y'all got? UConn, Bama.
UConn been running the tables. They said UConn could probably beat the Pistons. I'm going with UConn.
Same.
Yeah. Aren't they the number? Only the like the number one overalls, or who they are? Yeah, I don't see them losing to Bama. Bama had a good run, but I think it's gonna be UConn out of that.
Yeah, I got UConn as well. In order for Bama to win, they're gonna need to hit at least 14 threes.
Yeah,
at least. Who y'all got? Purdue or NC State?
I think we get some Big Ten representation in Purdue for the win.
I really don't know about that one, because homeboy was balling, but he's like 6'7", 6'9", big lefty. What's his name? DJ Burns.
Yeah,
I'm thinking he's bigger. You know what I'm saying? This thing is a wing.
Man, they talking to him about trying out for NFL teams at like offensive line. Like, that's crazy. But no, I still got Purdue though. Shout out to DJ Burns. I'm rooting for you, but I want the championship game to be very good. So I'm rooting for UConn and Purdue. I think those have been the two best teams all season. So I'm here for that.
Didn't NC State hit like a buzzer beater in the conference playoff round?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
have a four-game winning streak and then a five-game, whatever the streaks have been. But
yeah, they were a bubble team going into the ACC tournament. They won their first game, and then they beat Virginia on a buzzer beater. They beat Duke, then they beat North Carolina to win the ACC championship, and then they ultimately beat Duke again to punch their ticket to the Final Four. So it's been one hell of a run. They talking about DJ Burns. His NIL deals is like crazy. He got situations with TurboTax, Buffalo Wild Wings, a whole bunch of local places in North Carolina. So this run has been awesome for him, dude.
Yeah, I saw the TurboTax one on my own feed just scrolling. I'm like, damn, nigga. Final Four ain't even started. You getting cashed out.
Right after the game. Go ahead and say these couple lines.
On this green screen, hold this shovel real quick.
And read this, here go the check. You got it, white man.
right.
We got Bronny James, son of the LeBron, as if you didn't know, entering the transfer portal and the NBA draft. Do y'all think he would get drafted this year?
No. Well, LeBron can make anything happen, but
I was about to say.
No, I think he'll be at Ohio State. Or Duke. I think he'll be playing some college ball still. He just wants to test the waters. I mean, if LeBron can get him out there, this is LeBron's last year because he's going to retire. But if not, LeBron going to wait one more.
Kev, what you think?
Okay. So I hear a lot of people mad at Bronny for testing the NBA waters. It's a simple test. You can get the official report from the NBA to say, hey, we want you to work on X, Y, and Z. We view you as this type of player. We view you as a backup point guard. We view you as a 3-and-D guy. Work on these things. And these are things that he should be doing. People forget that the dude had cardiac arrest in July. Like, let's not forget that. So, like, people want to look at the stats, like 4 points a game, 2 rebounds, like, I'm going to give him a mulligan. I'm going to give him a pass for that. The kid had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That being said, him entering the transfer portal, one, it's going to be a Nike school. Two, I would say my top three schools for him to end up playing next year are going to be number one, Duquesne. Obviously, Bron, best friend, is their head coach now. Drew Joyce is their head coach now. So that's number one. Know his boy going to take care of his son. Number two will be Oregon. And three will be coming back to USC.
Mm. Where Ohio State at? No Ohio State?
I mean, Ohio State, I mean, he want to play, right? He's not going to play at Ohio State. Bruce Thornton coming back. And Michi Johnson just transferred back. Michi Johnson used to play for Ohio State. He transferred to South Carolina. Balled out of control there. They offer him a big bad to come on home. So he bringing his 18 points a game back to Ohio State. Bruce Thornton already averaged 15.
Look at you flexing.
Bronny just going to be sitting there. Bronny just going to be sitting there like he was at USC.
Shout outs to you for knowing all these players' names and stats.
Right.
You said who?
You don't know Michi Johnson? Come on now, Michi Johnson. Man, look. So – quick story on Michi Johnson. Michi Johnson, his uncle Sonny and his pops and all them real big up there in the Cleveland area during like my era of high school basketball. Not that I played or anything like that, but you know, very familiar with him. So like Michi like been a prodigy for a long time. He actually graduated high school early, enrolled at Ohio State early, was coming off an injury. Then the second year he was coming off the bench, played pretty well, hit a couple game winners for Ohio State. Then whatever happened with him and Coach Holtman at Ohio State, he ended up transferring, goes to South Carolina, balls out, and he want to come back home. So we will gladly take them 18 points because we need them.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that was impressive because the last class I know was Greg Oden, David Lighty, Daquan. Right?
Yeah. that's when they were rocking and rolling. Shoot, Aaron Kraft and the boys. What you think?
He needed another year. He needed another year of college. Ain't no rush. If the rush is to play with your dad, then you know he needs to take him. He needs to take a break. You know what I'm saying? Don't rush into the league prematurely because that may derail your career, your stock. You ain't trying to be a meme out there. Like, if you're not ready, you're not ready.
And that's the crazy thing, bro. That's the crazy thing. I think people will fail to realize that sometimes you're never ready. Like, just sometimes you are just not good enough. Like, that's just the facts, man. Sometimes, how many guys have been drafted in the top 10 and they flame out? Like, Marvin Bagley. Remember him? He's gone. He's done. Like, dudes just come and go. It's a he cycle, man.
Pistons. He got another shot.
Yeah, he might as well not be playing. I just want the kid to get a fair shot. And I think the most fair shot is for him to be 100% healthy. Like, the kid had a heart attack, man.
Yeah.
Like, we make this big deal about, what's our guy from the Buffalo Bills?
DeMar Hamlin.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing that happened to him.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why Bronny isn't getting the same sympathy that DeMar Hamlin got. Maybe because we saw it was on the football field and we actually saw it with our own eyes. But, like, DeMar Hamlin didn't play this season. Like, he was on the team, but he didn't play. Bronny came back in like 3 months and was playing basketball. Like, give the kid some grace, man. Like, let him get 100% healthy. Let's get an off season, a training, everything like that. So, before I'm ready to judge like how he gonna be as a pro, I want to see the kid fully healthy before that happens.
Yeah.
What else we got? RIP to former NFL cornerback Vontae Davis, passed away at the early age of 35.
Yeah, man, crazy. That was a crazy story to hear. I think that was on Easter, April Fool's Day, I believe, and it was one of those things where it's like, man, really? But I remember he was made famously known for retiring at halftime of his final game. He just said he knew he shouldn't be out there no more and called it quits at halftime. But I think he got drafted by the Dolphins, played for the Colts and the Bills. Super dog, two-time Pro Bowler, I think.
Did they say what happened?
They said no foul play, no harm. Found by his grandmother, I think. Just found dead in the home, but no foul play was reported. So they haven't really said what the cause was yet.
Sad, man. Sad. I remember him playing at Illinois. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Illinois ain't been good at football in a long time. And he was a dog for them. He was a dog in the NFL, man. RIP.
Yes, sir.
Killer, this is your boy. You think this is gonna help Tiger? Tiger Woods says he's giving up sex to prepare for the Masters. Now, I don't know the correlation. I only been golfing for a couple years, but you can't do both.
My question is, how much sex are you having to have to announce that you've given up the sex?
That's a great point.
Because boxers do it. Boxers, yeah, to get adrenaline, maybe.
It's definitely a training mechanism. It's a training mechanism to keep all energy built up, I guess. things going towards the goal, but us golfers that follow extreme follow golf know that Tiger has been very, very, very infatuated with sex. Definitely has ran through some women over the years. So
about the Perkins
for him, right? for him to announce it, I think it's hilarious, but does it help him win the Masters? Probably not. But if day one he on the first page, everybody watching that shit all weekend. So I think it's good for training. But I was just more so laughing at the fact that it was announced. Like, hey, I'm about to give this up because I'm out here. Let me slow down. Like,
right. What happens if he, you know, chucking shit to the left, chucking shit to the right? He gonna have to get a quick nut, you know?
Right.
That's gonna be somebody up mid course. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, we'll know when he withdraws Saturday morning. Like, I can't take it no more. I'm headed out of here. So
yeah,
we'll know.
But what on the flip side, if he actually wins?
I put five on just in case. I ain't gonna lie. But I paid like 300, so I took the chance.
So if he wins the Masters, do you think this will start a new trend amongst golfers, brothers giving up the?
Yeah, you know how they got Ramadan Kyrie, they got Hoodie Mello. Now you got Abstinent Tiger. Come on, bro. He about to go crazy.
Nah, I think anything that Tiger do, if he wins that shit, it's gonna be commercials about not having sex during the week. Get your mind right, you know. It's gonna go.
Wow.
Tiger is a mover of the needle. So,
man, oh man.
A couple other quick ones in the NBA. Joel Embiid made his return. I don't even know what injury. He stayed injured, but
right. he had the NBA injury. That's what I call it. I call it the NBA injury when he had his knee jacked up trying to play to get the minimum number of games in to be eligible for the final season reward. So this is the NBA's injury on Joel Embiid. But we saw what they do without, so he definitely will be needed and wanted, but I don't think him and Maxie ain't enough.
Not enough. I think they right now they're the eighth seed, kind of teetering, still will be in the play-in by the looks of it. Mm-hmm. Y'all think they got a fair shot, or is this a first round exit?
You know what? I'm on the other side of Killer, man. I think this was the best thing that could happen for Philly. Him not playing. Mm-hmm. Him not playing so he can be 100% healthy when they need him the most in the playoffs. Because, like, he always injured. But he always has an injury going into the playoffs. And then the injury gets worse. So now, like, all right, man, I'm not going to get these postseason awards. But I've got my MVP out the way. Now I'm going to be at my most healthy and most dominant during the most critical time in the playoffs. I think this is a great move for Philly. I think they get to right now, the way that Milwaukee's playing, you don't think that they can beat Milwaukee? I sure do. I mean, I wouldn't count them out. I mean, we just saw the Heat go all the way to the finals from the play-in, too. Yeah. And I'm a big Jimmy Butler fan, but I'm no fool. I know Embiid is a better player than Jimmy Butler. So I wouldn't count Philly out, man. I wouldn't count Philly out at least making it to the conference finals.
I just don't like if they the eight seed, we know who they playing. I don't see that first round bye-bye. So,
oh, that would be Boston. That would be Boston.
Yeah, buddy.
better get up to that seven spot, dog.
Right.
I mean, you got – I think, man, like, I think everybody want to get to the seven spot.
Yeah, because Milwaukee,
You want to play the Bucks. And that's crazy to say – Exactly. That's crazy to say, hey, I want to play Dame and Giannis. Like, if we said this at the beginning of the season, everybody would be like, you crazy. But the way they playing or the way they not playing is, man, y'all primed to get y'all asses beat in the first round again.
Yeah, we got Boston 1, Bucks 2, Cavs 3, and the Magic are the 4. See, I think I said that preseason at the – Magic was gonna be nice this year. I'm about to go back and
check
find
the
that
tape.
Clip.
I don't think you said it. Check
to find that clip. I'm gonna have to find that clip.
I think you did. Yeah, that's why I'm hating. I'm a hater today.
But yeah, man, that 7 seed Miami, 8 seed Sixers, 9 seed Bulls, 10 seed Hawks. Y'all got a chance to have a much easier role than that 7 seed than you do that 8.
Yeah, I think we got about another week of NBA regular season before the play-in. So last one for sports is you mentioned the 65-game requirement. Luka actually passed that 65-game requirement, so now he's eligible for the big money. 5 years, 300 and 64 M's. Just rounded up to 365. Just rounded up.
So was the goal all year to play 65? Because Luka would have missed about 20. So the goal all year might have just been to hit that number and get that break.
Yeah. That was the goal for a lot of folks. I know it looked like Joker about to get his third MVP. I know Shea was in the running for a bit. And, you know, that 65 game limit.
What about Ant-Man? Where would you put Ant-Man?
He almost like Tatum. Like, you only in the conversation because y'all winning, not specifically because you playing amazing.
Really? I mean, they are the one seed. They are tied for the one seed in the West. Like, it's a three-team logjam.
They got the best defense in the league. A lot of that credited to Rudy. Even with Cat going down. Yeah, Carlton Towns going down. Rudy been holding it down. But, that's real good team basketball rather than Ant-Man heroics. I think Joker about to get his third one. Luka was right there for a bit.
So give me your three then. Give me your three then.
It would probably be definitely Joker, SGA. I mean, we can throw Luka in there. We can throw Luka in there, but it's almost like a waste of a vote. It's Joker. The nigga just putting up too much numbers, man. And they're one of the top seeds again. When you put up Joker's like MVP years against any other like these recent years, they MVP seasons.
Not hating on Joker, big Joker fan. If OKC is able to get the one seed, Shea gets the number one vote from me. I mean, they only what, one game back now, five games to go. If they can finesse the one seed, he getting my vote. Not that my vote actually counts.
Is it because Joker got two of them already and we
third? OKC was in the play-in last year. He's obviously way better than he was last year. He's making leaps and bounds. Like, if they go from the play-in to the number one seed in the West, I think that speaks volumes about his game, what he brings to his team. Now, Joker obviously would be number two. And if Joker wins another one, I'm not going to be like, no, it should be SGA. I'm like, it's Joker. I mean, what do you want me to say? Right. Like, he's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I think the top three would be Joker, SGA, and Giannis. But Giannis shouldn't be there. I think Giannis is just there just because of the abilities that we see him do. I like Luka in there as an honorable mention. And I like Sabonis in there as an honorable mention. Sabonis having a good year. Sabonis will never see it.
Sabonis will never see it. That's it for sports. Ain't nothing much else. You know, we gearing up for playoffs. Mm-hmm. Favorite time of year. That's our getting warm.
We ready. Killer, what's popping in the world of entertainment, yo?
Well, you know, we got to keep our Diddy updates going. Both boys, Christian Combs and King Combs, accused of sexually assaulting. Wait, hold on. Is that one person? Is it two?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
I'm about to say, yeah.
King Harris.
You know, he got a real one.
Right. All right. I think I was thinking of King, like T.I. son. Christian Combs accused of sexually assaulting and drugging women in looming lawsuits. So not only did he dip on the kid, but the kid's involved, bruh. Sad situation.
Yeah, Kev, I think you mentioned it. You know, they've been growing for a while, so who knows how many other lawsuits is about to come up.
Yeah, man, and I mean, I'm not saying Diddy isn't guilty of any of these crimes or whatever, these accusations, but, like, we got to be real here, man. Like this is about to get bad for everybody. Everybody involved. And I know Diddy in Miami going on bike rides with his daughter, hanging out with Stevie J. It's time to take shit, like, serious, man. Like, that's not a good look, man. It's time to hunker down and be quiet. Be quiet. Let your lawyers do their damn job. That or get the hell out of the country. Like, is A or B? It can't be C. It's got to be A. we packing up our shit. We headed to Belize or wherever country don't have extradition. And we just going to live there. That's our new life. That's going to be our new normal. Deal with it. Or just hunker down in your bunker and let your lawyers go to work.
That's one thing I feel about the situation. We've been hearing so many different accusations or stories about X, Y, and Z happened at this Diddy party, right? So It seems to be that a lot of these are stemming from a party where Diddy was the host. I don't know about y'all. I ain't never been to no party with like 2-3 people that was turned and made the news. You know what I'm saying? So the names we gonna hear at these parties that was involved in these rooms that was on payroll for X, Y, and Z services, I think it's gonna be bad for the hip hop and music community. I think we're gonna have some huge names that get involved with this.
Absolutely, 100%. Not just the hip hop.
The 2 billionaire home like, too.
Diddy rub elbows with a lot of big. Yeah, man, we getting into the movies. Movie stars is gonna get outed. Like everybody about to get outed. And I think we'd be foolish to believe that like Diddy wouldn't try to, you know, for lack of a better word, tell on people. Like, hey man, if I'm going down, everybody else going down too.
I think Jay-Z is on deck. Jay-Z on deck.
I don't know. Because I don't know much about the Epstein situation. Like the Epstein Island, didn't those files get released? And ain't really nothing happened from that.
Well, you know, in legal terms, they got 12 years to hit you. You know, so they just they just put it all together. I think it's still a chance for us to hear some of that info. So.
Gotcha.
What else we got going? Pharrell and producer Chad Hugo, who together formed the Neptunes, are now battling each other in a legal dispute over the group's name. But why? That's what I want to know.
Sad, Neptunes got something going on? Sad, man. It's a sad business, man. Like, people forget, man, like, they've been in the game together since the 90s, since 95, dude. Like they've been making beats together since 95, like with Jodeci and stuff like that, from Jodeci to Missy and the shoot Nori, obviously the Clips, and like they just been making music together for so long, like they've been best friends since high school, and now it's come to this, man. I think these dudes just want to go in different directions, and when you own something 50-50 with somebody and one person wants to do it this way and the other one wants to do it that way, that's where the collision come. Because like, to Pharrell's credit, he's been able to niche his own lane and continue to produce. But like Chad, like, has always been, you know, the Neptunes. Like, he hasn't been able to quote unquote branch out on his own. So I can understand, like, hey man, I feel like I'm being left in behind, and this is part of my brand as well. So this is sad, man.
For 30 years of making Neptune memories, and for it to come to this, terrible, 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 terrible.
This is how it normally goes, though. This how it normally goes, man.
You're right. So, we had a response. J. Cole clapped back at Kendrick. Did y'all check it out?
I did not. I plan on listening to the album. Super dope that he just dropped the surprise album. But I plan on listening to it today when I'm working out. I did hear parts of the diss song, and it was all right. You know what I'm saying? It was a response. That's about it. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't underwhelmed. It was just kind of there.
I said this last week, and the internet proved me right. The more time you take to respond to stuff like this, no matter what you put out, the internet gonna call it mid unless it's like outstanding. It has to be top five. So the internet went in on him for the averageness of it, or the, I thought it was okay. I think it was great. I think it was bad, but I had a feeling it was going to come to it's not going to be worthy enough to, you know, keep it going per se. I think it's just going to fall apart. This
speaking from the J. Cole fan of the pod, I'm probably like the biggest J. Cole fan on the pod here. Y'all know that meme that goes around with Jadakiss coming from the versus battle that they had with Dipset, and he looks dead into the camera and say, "It's good, but it's not good enough."
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what this song is. That's yeah. exactly what this song is. With that being said, the album is fire.
Bye.
Yes, I'm fucking with the album. The album is legit, and it's a couple other songs on there that people need to listen to. Or listen to the wordplay where he's taking shots at, you know, Kendrick on the slot. But obviously, the biggest standout song, the 7-minute drill or whatever, like everybody knows that he's going at Kendrick. It's mid at best. It's definitely not your best work. If he would have just simply dropped that project without that song, it would have been
better off.
I would have like enjoyed it better off. Like, I was a sucker. I went directly towards that song and listened to it first. And I was like, then I listened to it again because I'm a J. Cole fan and tried to hype myself up. And I was like, nah, well, let me get one more time. And I was like, nah, this is just okay. This is not nothing earth shattering. So then I finally listened to the rest of the album. I was like, oh, this album is dope, though. But this response just wasn't it. So as of right now, it's Kendrick walking around like D.
Yeah.
Like
D. I'm a little upset because I don't like the rollout of it. The fact that it's called 7-minute drill. So I guess J. Cole does these like pen game practices and drills where he's writing a full song in 7 minutes or less. And I guess the nigga, the producer, made the beat in 7 minutes. So I'm just, why do I need to know that you made this song in 7 minutes? Like, are you trying to get ahead of the backlash? Like, oh, it was just I wrote this in 7 minutes. Like, nah, nigga, you don't get no kudos for that because it sound like you wrote it in 7 minutes.
Yes, and there's this one line, you fell off like the Simpsons. That was probably the worst line I've ever heard Kendrick spit. Like, that is a freaking middle schooler's line. And I'm a huge Kendrick fan. I mean, a huge J. Cole fan. I was like, that's just not it, man. There's a couple of other nice little jabs in there that's cool. But, like, overall, man, that ain't going to move the needle. That's not the one. And damn. That's all I can say. Damn. Right. Damn.
Yeah, you want to hit the quick hitters?
Yeah, man. Let's get some quick hitters before we slide up out of here, man. Shouts out to everybody tuning in on Facebook. Obviously, on Instagram, we always appreciate y'all checking us out. And obviously, people that's listening to the pod on Monday when it drops, we appreciate y'all as well, man.
Please share.
Yeah, share this joint. Run this joint up. 7-Eleven. Seems like we talking about 7-Eleven a lot lately here on the pod. Bring your own cup day. You can feel anything up with Slurpee for $1.99 on April 13th. Now, are people going to be showing up there with, like, garbage bags or whatever you think?
Try to get that hot dog water.
Get you a Slurpee and a trash bag and some hot dog water.
I saw somebody pull up with the empty water cooler, filled it up with Slurpee. God. I don't know who's going to drink that, though, but... Hey, $1.99, go for it.
Niggas is just greedy.
I might have to pull up with this. This is a big, big Slurpee.
Mm. Yeah, that's legit. Oh, man, last one before we slide up out of here and enjoy the rest of our Saturday, man. A Kentucky woman quits her job after winning the lottery. Shouts out to her. Hey. But it was only for $90,000. She hit a scratch-off at the gas station for $90,000 after taxes. She's walking away with $64,000.
You don't quit your job for that.
Nah, I don't know now. What you doing for a living? That 64K might be 2 years worth of income for her.
Nigga.
To where she can find something else to do. So.
Nah, keep your job. Say that. Invest that money. Flip that money. If you need your job. $60,000 is not about to last, like you said, longer than a year.
Right. Well, nah, because you're spending $20,000 on something, a car or something, and then now you're down to 20, 30, 40K left. So
she probably getting a couple seafood boils. Yeah, that shit costs.
64 ain't shit. I would gladly take a $64,000 right here, right now. There's a one-time payment. Absolutely. But like you said, living a year off of that, like, you know what I'm saying? You surviving, you good. Especially today, milk is like $10. Eggs is like $15. Gas is like $4 a gallon. Like, nigga, that's not going to last you too long after you quit your job. Like, you think you living it up? Like Killer said, you buy a car for what, 30? Now what? You pay rent for a couple months? Now what? Like,
she's going to get that CDL license.
Something. Yeah. You can flip it and turn it into her own business. More power to her. But quitting your gig? Nah, man. Like, quitting your... Okay, so shit. How much would it take for y'all to quit the gig? To say like, hey, I'm done here. Deuces are wild. I'm done.
Anything, anything over an M. If I have 42... fumble an M to where I have nothing and a homeless at whatever age deserved me, but damn it, I'm trying to figure it out from here on out with an M.
That's it.
That's all I need.
Hell no. Man, y'all must be way better to figure
it,
than I am.
Yeah, to figure it out. I don't need a job. If I got an M, I'm not working at my job over here. No,
I'm probably gonna move back here with moms permanently.
I'm here.
If I got the M, shit, I'm moving in.
I'm gonna need at least three. I'm gonna need three for me to just say fuck it.
So you a M up? You still clocking in, punching it in? You know.
Oh, my attitude gonna be a little different. my attitude gonna be. I'm gonna walk in when I walk in, get there when I get there, showing up late for meetings. I'm gonna turn it to nigga calf. Yeah, for sure.
it's gonna be dead air on the air. You're gonna hear him walking in, closing the door. I'm coming. Good morning, Dayton, Ohio.
What up? it's gonna be a totally attitude change, but like, just man, because when I say like quit, I'm thinking like never work again. Like that's what I'm thinking. Like,
because
I'm trying to move. Like I'm trying to move somewhere it don't snow, and I'm gonna need at least three M's for that.
Yeah.
Well, shit, there it is. Another episode of You Can't Make This Up podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out till next week.
Peace.